Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday on the anniversary of two devastating tremblers, killing at least two people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. Thousands of people were killed in the September 19, 1985 earthquake, and more than 350 people died in the September 19, 2017 quake. A missing Georgia woman has been found dead in a ravine after she wired her daughter about $2,400 along with a chilling message, "They are not going to let me go. Love you." End quote. The body of 59-year-old Debbie Collier was found September 11th, 2 days after she left her Athens home in a rented SUV. Investigators are treating her death as a homicide. Hurricane Fiona strengthened into a Category 3 storm on Tuesday morning, packing 115-mile-an-hour winds as it neared the Turks Caicos Islands. The deadly storm is the first major hurricane of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. It should skirt past mainland USA and go into Nova Scotia, Canada by the weekend. The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession. That could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet this week. Home builder confidence declined for a ninth straight month in September as surging mortgage rates and steep prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
So it's really a matter of affordability. So at the current mortgage rate of over 6%, you know, you multiply that by the current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net, that's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda after health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. A Bexar County, Texas sheriff announced Monday he's opening an investigation into flights Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arranged last week that took some 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured. I will use the word lured. Under false pretenses, into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard. Again, under false pretenses is the information that we have.
All the illegal immigrants were removed from Martha's Vineyard by the National Guard that was called in. The move was to highlight the millions of illegal immigrants that have invaded the United States in the past 11 months.
More than 2.1 million undocumented immigrants were arrested at the southern border in the 11 months leading up to August. That's a yearly record, according to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. The number of arrests along the southwestern border in 1 year has previously never before surpassed 2 million. Last month saw a 2.2% increase in arrests overall over July. The numbers come as Republicans try to argue that the Biden administration has an open border policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Dr. Paul Kengor joining us now. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I have to chuckle a bit. It seems that the Republican governors, DeSantis and Abbott, are getting way under the skin of Democrats. They don't think it's very funny, letting these sanctuary states, so-called, that have been self-declared and self-righteous. And they said, okay, well, if you're a sanctuary state and city, we'll just send you some immigrants. I mean, we've got plenty to spare here. I mean, here on the border, we got something like, 40,000 there in Texas. So, hey, we'll just send you 50. How about 50 up to Martha's Vineyard? And Lord have mercy, has the gray matter splattered all over the place. And, of course, what they're trying to do is make it seem like, oh, my goodness, they're just putting out these immigrants in a terror of all places, sending them to Martha's Vineyard. Now they're trying to come up with some sort of scenario like it was against their will. They were, basically kidnapped and sent up to Martha. I mean, coming up with a story. And then, the mainstream media, being the knuckleheads they are, do they ask any questions and really, check into this whatsoever? No, they just are all buying into this proposition. So the fact of the matter is I can say for the base, at least what I'm hearing, they're all chuckling and think that this is quite the chess move on behalf of these governors.
Well, I think the mainstream media probably doesn't want to cover it at all because they know that this is a win-win for DeSantis and Abbott. I think it's fantastic, Bill. I do. I absolutely love it. I think it's fantastic. I've been to Nantucket many, many times. So Nantucket is not far from Martha's Vineyard. I think it's about a 40-minute ferry ride from Martha's Vineyard. My wife and I had our honeymoon there. We've never been to Martha's Vineyard, and I was always told, Martha's Vineyard is where all the uppity liberals go. It's a very, ultra-liberal, ultra-progressive place, right? In fact, if you go from Hyannisport, which is the home of the Kennedys, right? Hyannisport, right, as they say it. it's a much longer ferry ride to Nantucket than Martha's Vineyard. So the liberals just get on at the port and take the quick ferry over to Martha's Vineyard, so they don't have to be, on the boat all that long with, all the unseemly,
all the common folk,
masses, on the boat, all the common folk, right? So for DeSantis to send them up there, I think it's beautiful. I mean, if a Democrat was doing it, these Democrats would probably be saying, "Look how wonderful this is." This Democrat governor sends them to Martha's Vineyard for like a free vacation. No cost of an airplane or anything else.
Sharing the love, everything.
Sharing the love. But but he sends them there. And how long did it take the progressives in Martha's Vineyard to haul those people out of there, right? I think they were gone within 24 to 36 hours. And
they ended up with 50
right
people,
away.
And they said, "Well, we can't handle this. We can't handle 50 people." It's like, give me a break. I mean, these people.
Right. 50, imagine 50 people an hour for like 10 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's Texas and Florida, see? And the people have to be assimilated somewhere. One would think, the left is all about equal redistribution, right? Why not equally redistribute these people, up around the Northeast, California, everywhere else? And what's happening is they're getting a dose of their own medicine, and then they can't stand it. It's like when they started cancel culture, which is all good with them until, the liberals start getting canceled, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me, just a little bit off the subject, my wife and kids yesterday just went to the annual March for Life in the state of Pennsylvania, Harrisburg. And you have these pro-choicers all the time saying, "Why don't you pro-lifers, if you really care about the baby, why don't you take care of the baby after it's born?" Right? Well, my wife was there with two of our adopted kids, right?
Yes.
So why don't the pro-choicers adopt kids, right? Why don't they go and do this? As soon as you call on them to live up to their own standards, they start screaming and foaming at the mouth and crying and whining and accusing you of, in this case, what, kidnapping of all things?
Right.
Just take care of these people that you purport to love. Jeez.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is the deal. And as you write about, this cancel culture thing, it's so crazy. Is that how can it be a cancel culture when only one side gets canceled? I mean, and that's the problem. Everything's 50% here right now where we are. It's 50% of the country that's getting canceled. It's 50% of the country that Joe Biden is calling fascist and domestic terrorist. 50% of the country that is not worthy to breathe the air, the same air as the liberals. And it's 50% of the country that won't buy into their, silly theories. And because they reject their critical race theory and their climate change theory that's been, all over the place. That obliterates the idea or any kind of semblance of science, but oh no, these are the science champions of the 21st century. It's like, give me a break. Come on.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, critical race theory. I love the shell game they're playing with this one. Right. So they go and they introduce it in the schools, and then once they do, they say, this is just a really esoteric legal theory that was invented by Derek Bell. You don't even really understand it. They talk about this in like law school and stuff. Yeah, anything to worry about. Well, if that's the case, then why teach it? Why teach esoteric legal theory by a Harvard professor to fifth graders, right?
Exactly.
They know that there's more to it. Yeah.
Well, it's very unintellectual, frankly, when I get down to it. And this is what these, these elite types, from these elite colleges, they make up names just so they can write up new books and sound so uber intelligent. When at the end of the day, some of this, I got to tell you, Paul, I was so blessed to be raised in the family that I was raised in. There were 9 kids. My father was very down to earth. I mean, extremely humble man, but he had a way of, cutting through the BS. And it was just very simple. And the thing is that there are many. Well, the fact of the matter is that there are many like our fathers, and we've kind of, we've inherited that a bit. And, and I just step back, because sometimes people go, "Bill, why don't you engage?" Because I don't want to get it on me. Stupid does what stupid is. And this is, and I hate that word. I was raised in a way, and I think you were too, Paul, where you just, to me, that was almost as bad a word you could ever say. I remember the first time I said stupid. Oh my gosh, my dad got a hold of me, and he taught me real quick that word was unacceptable. But, here I find myself in a situation that, and in a culture today that's so intellectual, all under the guise of being uber intellectual. It's like, wait a minute, this is insane, and I don't know what else to call it but stupid. Otherwise, I'm liable to say something that God will get a hold of me next. I don't want to do that yet. So, this is the deal. So this idea that, the cancel culture is only represented by 50%, there's just something not right about it, right?
That's right. Yep,
just on its face. And it's a great article that Paul Kengor has written. You got to read it for yourself. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor on the other side of it. I promise it's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Literacy is a vital foundation of opportunity and development all around the world, yet only 75% of Indians know how to read and write. The Tide Ministry's adult literacy program in India not only gives people the opportunity to learn how to read and write, but also a chance to hear about the good news of Christ. In just the past 3 months, over 600 people have attended our adult literacy classes across the country. An added benefit of this outreach is that it shows villagers that they're important to us, and even more important to our Heavenly Father. We pray this outreach continues to grow and change lives, all for the betterment of God's kingdom. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India who are experiencing the love of Christ as they learn to read and write in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back. back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. This has got to be fun for you, Paul. I mean, in talking to the kids, and they must, I mean, because I know I get these looks, and I'm not a professor. I'm not talking to kids like you are every day. And you're sitting there, and you have this sense of conscience of what you are depositing into these kids so that they can be better as a result of this time with you, that they're better at critical thinking, they're better at understanding, you know, what strengthens their future and opportunities for success. And when you have a culture right now that anything goes, and we're up is down and down is up, and it's just, you know, against all manner of reason and logic, not even, you know, bringing into play here, you know, godly principles, because if you do bring in godly principles, I mean, these things are done. I mean, they want to sit there, Paul, and talk about, oh, climate change and everything, like as if God, who very clearly said he's the one that established the foundation, he designed it from the beginning to the end. And all of a sudden you got Al Gore and all these other geniuses that come in that somehow know better than God. Really?
Well, yeah, and when you have secular progressives, and, you know, this is really the era that we're in. I mean, if you go back 100 years ago, Bill, progressives like Woodrow Wilson and Jane Addams and others, they were very religious people. I mean, Woodrow Wilson was, you know, was this famous liberal's liberal, but he was a 5-point Calvinist. I mean, right? but today's liberals, you know, and not all of them, but many of them, and there's obviously a religious left out there, but they are dominated by secular people, and so they don't have that faith. I mean, they have their faith in their politics, their theologies, you know, their creeds, things like LGBTQ, climate change. You know, they wake up, you know, you or I might wake up every morning and read our meditations or read scripture or whatever. And there's probably some people on the religious left, I hope, that do that. But the secular person, right, gets up and, you know, jumps onto the cause du jour that gives meaning to his or her life. And that might be shaking down, you know, Coca-Cola for not properly celebrating Pride Month or whatever it is that they do. But you know, that becomes, you know, this is true for, been true for the left for a long time. I mean, I'm not saying that today the secular progressives I'm describing are Bolsheviks, right? But you go to the entire communist movement, and Marx and Engels and Lenin and Stalin, it was quickly apparent that whenever they banished the Russian Orthodox Church or banished religion, they replaced it with the faith of Marxism Leninism. I mean, Ronald Reagan used
exactly
to say, well, Marxism Leninism, that religion of theirs. And that's what it is. They treat it like a religion. So the politics gives meaning to their lives. And then I think to kind of circle back to what we were just talking about, and you and I were talking about off air with the Martha's Vineyard example, you throw into this how so many modern liberals are just driven by emotion in the way that they think. And you would think that they would look at the Martha's Vineyard situation and turn to one another and say, well, you know, we're up here in Martha's Vineyard with all of our money, and we vote Democrat, and we think DeSantis and Trump and Abbott are Neanderthal cavemen. And, you know, but look what they're doing. They just put only 50 people up here. Yeah, it's only 50. They probably have 50,000 down there at the border. And they're asking us to take care of them, and look at what we're doing. We're behaving like brats and trying to send them away, and we're accusing DeSantis of kidnapping. You know, maybe we ought to stop and look. Maybe the guy's got a point here, and maybe there's a... No, they don't do that. And a lot of that, too, is a failure of critical thinking.
Exactly.
I think this is all part of the ideology of liberalism. It's emotionally driven. And this kind of critical thinking, unfortunately, doesn't affect their ideology, which is why they think the way that they think.
Yeah, and of course, they're reinforced by the media, who's in the same bucket with them.
Totally.
And, you know, like you and I have discussed many times, you know, you're so ideologically fixed that you render yourself just you know, unintelligent and stupid. And if you have any sense of critical thinking, you see this and you go, okay, I mean, it's ironic, it's funny, but it really exposes the left for who they really are. I mean, if they had a moment of reasonableness and you'd say, gosh, you would just hope that they would say, hey, is there merit here? What is the takeaway? What should we get from this? Not to mention the fact that here you are, you're bringing all these people that you know nothing, absolutely nothing about, who they're connected with. You know, are they beholden to the cartels? If their loyalty is with the cartels, I mean, that is number one of our immigration policy, is that you have to swear allegiance. You're going to come into this country, you need to declare your allegiance and loyalty to America. But here they are, they're beholden to the cartels that have made, you know, in the last year, thank you very much, Joe Biden, over $13 billion, Paul, off of this.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. Well, and they consider themselves people of reason, right? In fact,
right.
You know, this whole kind of New York Times situation, right? We thinking that, and Al Gore wrote a book on this, too. You just mentioned Al Gore. About, you know, there are two types of people, right? There are people of faith and there are people of reason, right? one of the two categories. But in fact, you know, as our churches have taught, as, you know, as Christianity is taught, as Judaism is taught, I mean, you can read this in Corinthians, you can read this in the church fathers, you know, Clement of Alexandria, Augustine and others. Faith and reason are integrated. In fact, someone like me who is an agnostic, if not an atheist, you know, I reasoned my way into the faith. It was, you know, it was looking at Christianity very critically, you know, through my reason that I came to be a believer. But they have these kind of very separate, tight categories, and yet when it comes time to apply their reasoning skills to some of these situations, like immigration, and voting the way that they do. It was the last election. Remember this, Bill? I guess it was November. I think it was about December of 2020. Mm-hmm. And Texas, Abbott, or was the attorney general, they were making a fuss about challenging the election results. And one of the things they were so upset in Texas was that they had the people in 50 states voting the way that they did for Joe Biden. And realizing in Texas, you know, how this, you know, this is an indelicate way to put it, how this screws Texas. Right.
Right. Yes, exactly.
And you guys are going to vote, you know, you guys are going to vote this way for Democrats. We're really stuck now.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right.
The way I look at it with John Fetterman, I don't understand John Fetterman. You're there in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's you've got him up in some cases by double digit numbers. Look, forget about his illness. Set that aside. I mean, just his policies and the things that he says. I mean, they're so out.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's to the left of Bernie Sanders, and then he walks around in a hoodie with tattoos. This kind of big guy who looks like, you know, he might play for, you know, offensive lineman for the Steelers or the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know, looks like this every man who come into the bar and hang out with you. Almost looks like a biker. But
yes,
the guys on the left of Bernie.
Exactly. And all the rest of the guys in the bar would say, Paul, what is that growing on your neck? Is that an animal or what's going to come out of there? You know, hey, excuse me, if I move down a couple of stools from you, you scare me. You're bizarre.
I don't know what that is. Does he have a tattoo on his neck? Is that what it is?
No, he's got some kind of goiter or something. It's bizarre.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, right now, there's so much about we don't understand. That's why I said, I don't know who John Fetterman is. He's there in your state. Maybe you can explain him. I don't know. But, you know, if it's not because of his stroke that he's dealing with, obviously, his inability at times because of the stroke to complete sentences and thoughts and that, you know, he's always running around in this hooded sweatshirt and then this growth on his neck. It's like, wait, this guy's an enigma.
Yeah, we're looking at a situation in Pennsylvania where we once had two senators, Rick Santorum and Pat Toomey, and we could now instead have John Fetterman, who is to the left of Bernie, and Bob Casey Jr., who in an article for Crisis Magazine I called the worst Catholic senator in America. He didn't even support the Dobbs decision, which upheld
exactly.
Casey.
Got to leave it there. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession that could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet later this week. Home builder confidence declined for the ninth straight month in September. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
Current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck western Mexico on Monday, killing at least two people, damaging buildings, knocking out power, and sending residents of Mexico City scrambling outside for safety. The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda, that's on the continent of Africa. Health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day as always. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with these this excellent archive. It's a library of interviews with excellent guests, just like John Guandolo. I mean, things that you can go, you can share with your community. Of course, Jeff Kemp is on with us every week. We're so appreciative of his time that he gives to, you know, serve the body of Christ. Jeff Kemp is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. I'm thankful. Had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, good, good. Happy birthday to you. Wow, okay.
Love down me. I guess I'm not shy to say something like that.
Well, no, happy birthday. Well, guy, I don't know how I missed that on my calendar, but, well, good. You know, put another candle on the birthday cake, as they used to say. Hey, you know, I was thinking about you, particularly as it relates to, you know, football and what it's like, you know, during spring training, how you get ready, you know, for the season. And then as you play through the season, there's a certain, you know, tempo and strategy to get through, because the goal is to get to the Super Bowl, right? And so you've got to marshal your resources accordingly, psychologically, all that to get the team on the same page that, hey, this is our objective, this is where we're going to. And I thought, you know, this is similar to where the church is today, is that, you know, we've had a season of grace where we've gone through, you know, times that we should have been preparing ourselves for a time, I think, that it is, like we talked about last week, this appointed time that has come upon us that is so critical, that God is saying, hey, look, it, get ready, you know, for the Super Bowl. And this is a Jubilee year. There's, you know, you see all this stuff going on, you know, around the world, whether we're talking about the Uyghurs or Sri Lanka. We see, you know, socialism coming in, and the church is God's prescription and solution to the chaos. But if the church, you know, and this is one thing that I find, and I want to be sensitive and critical with grace here on this, if you can hear me out here for just a moment. Because what I'm hearing churches is they're still stuck in giving milk, you know, and, you know, it's time. I mean, we got to take it to the next level. We got to get ready to Super Bowl. And people have got to up their game and get away from, you know, the milk message of the gospel, which is, I'm not trying to underestimate that, but the gospel message has to coincide with what's going on in the culture so the church can respond and up its game and get ready for this great contest that's coming at us at Mach 5 speeds. Is that a fair observation, Jeff?
Well, it triggers something I was praying about right before you called me. When I knew that we'd speak somewhat about the culture and the church and the moment we're in, I was thinking that for the most part, the church, which has had great exposure through media, internet, podcasts, conferences, conventions, we built tons of buildings and started tons of meetings. The church has changed its message more than it has changed the lives of those of us in the church.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
We've changed our message to be appealing to the people that we'd like to come to attend in our church and increase the roles of our attendance, the size of our church, the measurements of the culture, right? Those are the scoreboards of the here and now culture. God's scoreboard is souls and reconciliation. It's grace and truth and justice. One life that's saved causes rejoicing in heaven. Now, of course, God wants all to come to repentance and to salvation, and the church will want to get as many people the message of Jesus as possible. But it's got to be the full message.
Exactly. You got to be all in.
He said, repent. Yeah. The kingdom of God is here. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If anyone wants to have life, let go of your own, and I'll give you real life. If you want living water, stop looking for income, retirement, vacations, comfort, security, a perfect neighborhood, a perfect government, a perfect family situation. No. Look for Jesus. Seek first a relationship with Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, the righteousness that Christ gives us, and be transformed and conformed into the image of Christ. Deny yourself, because guess what? You make bad decisions that don't help out your wife or your husband, your kids or others. You don't help the culture when you do it on your own.
Right.
Deny yourself. Do it God's way. Obey the word, even if it looks countercultural, and be different. Stick out like a sore thumb, like Eric Liddell did, or Mother Teresa did, or Dr. King did, or many people serving in soup kitchens and AIDS ministries and children's Sunday school classes and junior high outreach and young life and missions in Ukraine and across the world are doing. So the church is alive. It's just not comprehensively well. Because we have changed the message.
Well, you know, what I see, what I'm hearing you say, Jeff, is that the church really needs some leadership. Leadership takes you from where you are to where you ought to be. It comes with vision. And the vision comes, you know, from the throne room of God, that revelation, the revelation the Bible talks about, that if you don't have, the people will cast off restraint. They go absolutely bonkers. And here we are. I mean, that's our culture today. We're bonkers. We've cast off restraint. We're untethered from the truth of God, from the principles of God. We've abandoned our birthright, in a sense, like Esau. We have treated it like it's meaningless. I mean, you know, even our founding fathers addressed it in the Constitution. They addressed it in terms of the inalienable rights that come from Almighty God. That's our birthright. Well, that's our identity. If you cast that off, if you think that's nothing, well, then you're like Esau. And what did God say about Esau?
We have many leaders. The problem is we're leading in our own strength and our own vision. And some of it is biblically inspired, but not Christ-owned and biblically completely loyal. So I think when you say we need leadership, what we really need is humility. Remember when, you know, Israel was scattered in there in Babylon? It was humility that caused Nehemiah to humble himself. Say, I've sinned, my people have sinned, and we've sinned against you, God. And then God gave him a vision. Inspect these walls, figure it out, and I'll give you the game plan. God doesn't give us the game plan because we go to a Bible verse, claim a promise, decide what we want to do, and then say, God, please bless this plan. No. Mm-hmm. Humble ourselves, repent, show the world how different we are because we're apologetic and humble and generous and kind. You know, I'd love to see the church do what a bunch of churches in Spokane did years ago. They, pastors collected a bunch of funds and they paid all the parking tickets that hadn't been paid by single parents and low income folks. Then another time they did a food handout and they let single parents drive by for food and books for kids' school and they gave free Bibles and the church got the best publicity possible, but they were serving in a radical, other-centered way. The church should demonstrate the truth and keep our message strong. You know, when you come in the sanctuary, you ought to hear a black and white, powerful Jesus message that without him, we are lost.
Amen.
And with him,
Amen.
We have a purpose.
Yeah, it's seeking first, as you said, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You're exactly right. And the thing is about leadership. Leadership is, I mean, true leadership is humbling. I mean, look at Jesus. Jesus was the example of perfect leadership, was he not? I mean, he was the one that brought out the towel and a basin of water and started washing feet. That's leadership.
Read Philippians 2. Read Philippians.
Well, Jeff, how can people be in touch with your ministry and, you know, and make sure that they're prepared for the blitz that it comes every day, whether you like it or not?
They can go to jeffkempteam.com and spread the movement of loving Jesus, loving others, and being a good friend to a few people so that you walk through life as a team.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, it's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us. She's got her latest viral video reports to share with us right now at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Sam, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to these great stories. We're going to start off with a Good Samaritan helping return a nurse's lost wallet. Well, that's nice. Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, this guy is down in South Carolina, and his name is Terrence Sessions, and he has his daughter named Jayla. Well, they were at the gas station on September 11th, and, you know, an opportunity for him, for a father to teach his daughter a life lesson presented itself when he saw the wallet laying in the middle of the street. You know, he could have picked it up mm-hmm. and taken it. He could have taken it and just turned it into the gas station and thought, this is no longer my problem. I've passed it along, and hopefully the owner can come and find it. But instead, what he decides to do is take the license out and take a look and see where the owner lives. And it turned out to be a short distance away, so him and his daughter take a little drive, and he goes up to the doorbell. And thankfully, you know, those Ring doorbell cameras, we get to see it all captured on film. And he goes up, and he shares, you know, he returns the wallet, and the owner decides, you know, I'm going to share this. The owner of the wallet decides, I'm going to share this on social media, and then it went viral. And it turns out Jayla's mother had recently passed away. And so her father's just doing his best to, you know, really instill these values in her and be there for her, you know, in as a mother and father. And I just think it's a really touching story. And it kind of shows us, and he said he wanted to show her how easy it is to do the right thing. He said, no matter what color you are, no matter who you are, you can do the right thing. And I just want to show you how. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's right. He's obviously a great dad, and he's going to raise a great daughter, I have no doubt.
Yeah. Well, a moment like that, like you say, these teaching moments can come up sometimes when you least suspect them. And you have a choice to make. And when you choose rightly, you get this kind of result, and you deposit something of value into the character of that child. That, again, some of these stories that you share with, especially with young people, it's, I can't wait. I mean, I wish we could follow up on it and say, hey, this is, remember this event that happened in their life when they were so young, and now here they are 20 years later, and they're running companies, and they're, and it was just one of many examples in their lives that, led them to continue to do the right thing. And, certainly living life with all its pluses and minuses. But here it is. I mean, these kind of events are just so special. And I hear time and again, Sam, where they just pay dividend like that. So that's an awesome story. This next one's incredible. I mean, the things that happen at a fast food restaurant that you wouldn't expect, right? I mean, people come to a fast food restaurant, they're in a hurry, they want to get their food and move on. But what happens when all of a sudden you've got a crime taking place, and here you've got a Chick-fil-A employee who really saves a mother who is being, she's being carjacked, and the car, the baby is in the car, is that correct?
So the baby was in her arms. This mom is getting out of the car. And, I don't know much more vulnerable moment or time in your life than when you're a mother with a baby by yourself. Mm. It's hard enough if you're pregnant, but if you've got that baby in your arms, it just makes you super vulnerable. And this woman at this Chick-fil-A was getting out of her car, and an assailant with a sharp object comes up to her and is like, give me your car. And he runs up and snatches the keys out of her hand. And, of course, she starts screaming for help. Like, she's got her baby in her arms. She's screaming, this guy's trying to take my car. And Thomas, he goes by Mikhail Gordon. He actually is the one. He's a Chick-fil-A employee. And, they're always known for going above and beyond. This guy runs and he tackles the assailant. And ends up getting this man in a headlock. And as he's doing that, the woman's still screaming for help, and other employees come rushing in, and also a customer, and they're able to call 911 and stop this lady's car from being stolen. And it's just, to me, it's amazing when you see those people, we've talked about it before, to see those people run towards danger when everybody else would kind of, in a lot of places, something like that happens and you kind of have that bystander effect where you just kind of, it's not my responsibility. Like, there's all these other people here. We can just, let them handle that. And thanks to him, it stopped the lady from getting injured, potentially her, potentially her baby. It stopped her car from being stolen. And, what's really cool about him is, this is not the first time he's been recognized for rescuing somebody. He helped 4 years ago. He helped rescue a couple of young women after a crane fell on their car. So this is obviously this is something that he runs towards the danger. So I'm wondering what career he's going to have. Is he going to stay at Chick-fil-A, or is he's going to have to go out there and be in one of those?
I know everybody else in the city is going to want to know where this guy's at, to be away from him, just to say, there's something about you and trouble seems to be next to one another. So right, just kidding.
I don't know. He wants to be with him because he'll help you with the trouble.
Yeah, exactly. You got a choice. Yeah, without a doubt. What a great story. He's done this before. Well, he's getting lots of practice. And like you said, you wonder if Chick-fil-A is, hey, it's a temporary stop for him. And hey, he'll move on and become a first responder because he's naturally gifted for that, right? This next story, Vanilla Ice. Boy, we haven't heard about Vanilla Ice in a while, but he's surprised a Florida marching band in a home community. What happened here? What did VI do here?
That's right. So Vanilla Ice actually went by, and he just helped put a spotlight on this band. They're trying to raise money. It's the Sounds of Success Community Marching Band, and they're trying to raise enough money to fly for to London for Band Week, which is in June 2023. Well, they have to raise $50,000 coming up soon. And they got a little boost from Vanilla Ice, who gave them $1,000, and they're going to be able to raffle off some tickets for BMW, a Hyundai Venue, a luxury yacht trip, and you know, an 85-inch TV. And, you know, so it's pretty cool. I'm sure that it was really helpful to get a boost from Vanilla Ice coming along. Like you said, we haven't got to hear from him in a while, but he's going out there supporting this local band. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope they're able to make it to, you know, that trip up in London and, you know, pursue their dreams in music. And maybe we'll find the next Vanilla Ice somehow in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and it just goes to show you. I mean, you know, like you said, you haven't heard from Vanilla Ice in a long time, and he's had his heyday years when he's making a ton of money, and, you know, here he is, and, you know, doing what he can, and donates $1,000, which, you know, for this marching band, they leveraged it, you know, pretty incredibly, you know, to help, you know, and I'm sure more than anything else, there's probably a bit of encouragement to get this kind of support, to say, hey, guys, we're going to do this. I mean, you know, and to get the rest of the community to chime in, and all it took was, I mean, who would have thought, you know, because sometimes when you have entertainers like this, you have this perception that, you know, they've got just, you know, millions of dollars falling out their pockets and stuff like that. And but here it is, a gesture, you know, that was quite an encouragement to this band and these kids. And hey, congratulations to everybody all around, you know, for this community and this band, and, you know, and for Vanilla Ice's generosity, you know. So it all adds up, and it's neat how that engages people, you know, and for them to leverage that $1,000 investment. That's like, you know, Jesus working wonders with a couple of fish and, you know, several pieces of bread, right? So, hey.
That's right.
Awesome. That's a great deal. Great story. This next one's about a retired nurse who saves a baby who stopped breathing. This is on a flight. My goodness. I mean, you talk about, you know, being in danger and being away from things and being on a plane. And when you have an emergency that happens on a plane, wow. I mean, you have few possibilities for support and help there, don't you?
That's right. You know, this is something I've always thought about when you're on a plane, especially if you're with a small child or, you know, even on your own, you're kind of counting on getting to your destination safely or somebody being in the air to help you. And in this recent flight from Pittsburgh to Orlando, thankfully there was somebody in the air to help. This is on Spirit Airlines flight 1691. And about 30 minutes into the flight, a person came over the loudspeaker and they're saying, is there a doctor on board? Is there anybody who can help? There's a baby that's choking and stopped breathing. This baby's turning blue and his parents are panicking, or her parents are panicking. This is a little 3-month-old girl. And fortunately, there was Tamira Panzino, and she is a nurse of more than 20 years, and she knew just what to do. And so she goes over and starts massaging the baby's chest and legs, and soon the baby started breathing again. And, you know, you think about something like that, just miss, like, this flight, it was a short flight, you know, you don't think anything's going to happen, and this is just a 3-month-old little baby, so precious, but so frail.
Yes,
and
exactly.
My, you know, my heart, like, you know, just thinking about my own little baby, you're just like, you know, this is just, I think, a parent's worst nightmare, something like
without
that
a doubt.
Happening and not being able to help.
Well, she has a new auntie now, right?
That's right.
This baby girl.
This lady. Like, is it too late to change the baby's name?
Yeah.
Tamara.
For life, she's now an auntie, that's for sure. Hey, this
that's
final
great.
Story is interesting. You got a doctor. He's in traffic. Can you imagine? He's got to get to the hospital to perform surgery, and traffic isn't moving. And so he says, well, the heck with this. He jumps out of the car and he runs, what was it, 45 minutes to perform surgery? Is that what happened? We got about 20 seconds left, Sam. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
So Dr. Nanda Kumar, he's actually a gastroenterology surgeon. He got stuck in traffic, and he was about 3 kilometers away from this crucial surgery. So he decides, you know what, I'm going to get out. This patient's not going to make it if I don't get there. So he runs the last 3 kilometers, which is about 2 miles, and makes it in time to save the patient.
Now,
this is a surgeon that's
now you know why she's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.